But the heretics, ignoring all of these points, abruptly interrupt us and say, "One body falls and another rises again. So how can this be a resurrection, since a resurrection is the rising of what had fallen? Where is the impressive and surprising victory over death if one body falls and another rises? Then it no longer seems like death has returned the life it had taken. And how can the alleged similarity match the previously mentioned matters? The thing is, it's not a different substance that is buried and then resurrected, but the same substance, only improved. Otherwise, Christ wouldn't have revived in the same body when he became the first of the resurrected. But according to you, he discarded the original body, though it wasn't sinful, and took on a new one. Where did this new body come from then? This body came from the Virgin Mary. But what about the new one? Can you see what nonsense this line of reasoning leads to? So why did he show the very spots where the nails had pierced him? Wasn't it to prove that the body that was crucified and the body that rose from the dead were one and the same? What about his comparison to Jonah? Clearly, it wasn't one Jonah who was swallowed and another who was spit out onto dry land. And why did he also say, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up"? For the temple that got destroyed was clearly the same one he rebuilt. That's why the Gospel writer added that he was speaking of the temple of his body.